Welcome to this Hungry Planet podcast. I'm Cleo Darcy.
And I'm Darren Eastburn. In each podcast, we will review a major concept or issue, we'll clarify a possible point of confusion, and we'll provide questions for review.
The late blight epidemic that caused the Irish potato famine in the mid-1800s demonstrates a major concept in plant pathology, the plant-disease triangle.
The plant disease triangle is a diagrammatic representation of the three fundamental elements required for a disease: a susceptible plant, a pathogen capable of causing disease, and a favorable environment. If any of these three elements is missing, no disease occurs.
Let's begin with the plant. In the late blight epidemic, this was the potato, which has the scientific name Solanum tuberosum. Many factors influence a plant's susceptibility to disease, including its growth stage, its genetic makeup, and stress. These same factors also influence diseases in animals, including people. Symptoms are the expression of disease by a plant in response to the activities of the pathogen. Symptoms may be localized, such as spots on leaves, or systemic, such as blighting of the entire plant, as occurred on the potatoes in Ireland. Symptoms can involve necrosis or death of part or all of the plant, or can involve changes in the color or the shape of the plant.
Many plant diseases are caused by living or biotic parasites. A parasite is an organism that lives in an intimate association with another organism from which it obtains its nutrients. Parasites of plants include fungi, bacteria, nematodes, viruses, and even other plants. Parasites become pathogens when they do not merely live on and obtain nutrients from a host organism, but they actually cause harm to the host, resulting in disease symptoms. The pathogen responsible for the blight symptoms on potatoes in Ireland was the fungus-like organism Phytophthora infestans. The second vertex of the plant disease triangle is the pathogen.
The third vertex of the plant disease triangle is the environment. The environment in which a plant disease occurs consists of many different factors, including temperature, rainfall or irrigation, and light intensity or shade. Characteristics of the soil environment, such as drainage, soil type, and pH, are also important. Each of these factors can affect both the host plant and the pathogen. The late blight epidemic in Ireland was particularly devastating because of the cool, wet weather.
In summary, the plant disease triangle is a representation of the three elements required for disease: host, pathogen, and environment.
When you begin to learn about a new field, such as plant pathology, you must master a new vocabulary. The point of confusion for this podcast is the difference between the terms pathogen and disease.
It is important to differentiate between a pathogen and a disease and not to use these two terms as synonyms. Disease is the abnormal functioning of an organism, such as a plant. Evidence that a disease is present is seen in the symptoms that develop in the plant. A pathogen is an agent capable of causing disease. The major groups of biotic plant pathogens are fungi, bacteria, nematodes, and viruses. There is no chicken and egg problem here. The pathogen has to be present before the disease can develop. The disease that caused the Irish potato famine is named late blight of potato. The pathogen that causes this disease is the fungus-like organism named Phytophthora infestans.
If you can answer the following questions, congratulations! You have mastered some new terms and some important ideas in plant pathology.
What is the difference between a parasite and a pathogen?
Which comes first, the disease or the pathogen?
What are the three components of the plant disease triangle?
How did each component of the plant disease triangle contribute to the late blight epidemic in Ireland in the 1840s? We're Darcy
and Eastburn
for Hungry Planet.